In eastern Victoria today, anxious residents can do little more than wait and see what damage today's extreme bushfire conditions will bring. David Sparks is in East Gippsland. He filed this report.
East Gippsland residents have spent much of this week anxiously awaiting what today may bring. Down by the water at Apex Park in Lake's entrance, people spent last night sleeping in camper vans or in their cars, rather than facing the extreme fire risk that threatens their homes today.
Well, why take a risk? There'll be an ember attack up there. We haven't been told anything other than get out.
Right.
So we got out.
Jeff and Rose live in Kalimna, about 10 minutes' drive from Lake's entrance. They towed their caravan a short way to get here because being next to the water makes sense.
Oh, I could have gone all the way.
What do you mean all the way?
Well, I could have gone to Terrelgan or wherever.
Okay.
Yeah.
You feel safe here, though?
Oh, sort of.
Yeah, sort of. Also camping here is Bernice, who lives in Bruthen, 30 kilometres away. Homes were destroyed in Bruthen on Monday, and she's decided it's too risky to stay.
Because they say it's going to be a very, very warm and very rough day, wind-wise. Yeah. Well, it's mainly weatherboard homes there too, so, I mean, we just wonder how strong the wind is going to be, etc. and so forth.
Yeah. Are there many people still in Bruthen?
I think there's been two convoys left to Bruthen. I think they were going to Bairnsdale.
Diana has travelled here from Orbost, 60 kilometres away.
Well, I found it very hard to breathe for a while there because the smoke was so thick. And I also wanted for the safety of my dog and I, you know, and I thought, well, if they're telling us to get out because it's going to be dangerous, I want out now.
People have been evacuating towns in East Gippsland for days to stay in places like Lake's Entrance and Bairnsdale, which is seen as safe ground if the fires run out of control today. The dire weather forecast has been in place since Monday when some of the most severe bushfires in Victorian history swept through the region. And the risk remains. Beth Roberts from Forest Fire Management Victoria says there's still plenty of fuel left on the ground.
Some communities that have already been impacted by fire can be impacted once again. Not all the fuels have been burnt. There are areas of unburnt fuels in some of those townships, and so communities that have been impacted can once again be impacted this coming weekend.
More than 1,000 firefighters will be on the ground in Victoria's east today. They face an ominous task. They've won praise from the East Gippsland community for their efforts this week, including this from Robin, who lives in Kalimna.
Having spent 15 years with the CFA, I know exactly how they feel and, I'm very proud of them.
They must be tired by now after a week.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And how they're going to keep going through to the end of February, I've no idea.
That's East Gippsland resident Robin ending that report from David Sparks.